It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Studies show the average office worker wastes over one-third of his average day. And we'll talk about what that means as soon as I post this tweet. Renee, would you pick it up here for a moment?
Oh, sorry, Steve. I was just going out for coffee.
No problem. I'm ready now. Ever since the Great Recession, businesses have ruthlessly imposed greater efficiency to maintain profits. Many workplaces do the same work with fewer people.
Yeah, okay. And yet companies still hope for greater productivity, which creates an opportunity for entrepreneurs who promise to deliver, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Joe Hrushka is pretty blunt about how much work anyone does in a typical day.
You're not getting 8 hours of productivity out of an employee, even though you may have blinders on and that's what you expect.
Hrushka is founder and CEO of Rescue Time, a software firm that allows users to sign up and see where they're spending their computer time. The data he collects show, at best, a worker is productive about 5 of those hours. I installed Rescue Time on my own computer, then awaited the results with trepidation.
I'm sort of scared about what I'm going to find. Is that uncommon?
That is actually the most common reaction that people have.
With good reason, it turns out. My report said on my best day, I was only 68% productive. Hrushka says mere awareness of where time is spent and wasted improves typical users' productivity by 10%. But productivity isn't just about saving wasted time or eliminating distraction. Increasingly, it means adapting to a workforce that's changing demographically. The advance of tablets and web-based computing makes it possible for more people to work remotely, but that also makes interoffice coordination a greater challenge. Tim Beharin is a technology analyst who says companies, from IBM and HP to smaller startups, are grappling with how to make the workplace more effective.
The tools to make them successful in their productivity is the number one IT project in any company.
On the software side, a firm called Jive designed software that simulates social networking sites by allowing coworkers to share notes or post useful information, making it easier to coordinate on the go. Cora Rodenbusch is a manager at PGI, a conferencing company that uses Jive. She says the software has cut down on the time it takes to get new employees up to speed. Increasingly, the focus for many firms like hers is on improving collaboration, making information sharing quicker, which moves projects forward faster and keeps people more productive.
Someone just says, hey, where's the, corporate holiday schedule or whatever, and someone just says, hey, I just looked at it, here's the link, and they post the link to it and you can go off and get your document.
Rodenbusch says as a teleconferencing company, PGI also thinks about productivity enhancements to its own products. Features that automatically share notes, for example, or keep meetings from droning on.
Is there any way to prevent people who love to hear themselves talk from talking?
Actually, there is. As the meeting host, you have control over lowering people's volume and just muting them altogether. Or if you want to, you can dismiss them from your meeting.
Some employers who take the heavy-handed approach to getting more out of their workers monitor or restrict their computer usage, for example. But Teresa Amabile, a professor at the Harvard Business School, says this kind of punitive approach, constantly pointing out what you're doing wrong, is itself counterproductive. Her research shows that documenting progress on work, no matter how minor, is by far the most effective tool.
Of all the things that happened on people's best days, the single most important was simply making progress on meaningful work. That absolutely dwarfed every other positive thing that happened to people.
Amabile likes a service offered by a startup called I Done This. That prompts users to write down what they accomplished at the end of the day. She says this helps users stay focused on their biggest, most important goals.
And that good inner work life fuels their energy, their motivation, and their emotions to make more progress the next day.
Just staying motivated, she says, is still the best way to get work done. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.